coming back in with Cleo Lane. Born on this day in 1927, singing You'll Answer to Me to open our day in history this October the 28th. And let's do a quick look at this day in history this October 28th. On this day in 1862, there was a regiment called the 1st Kansas Volunteer Infantry, or the Colored Infantry, as they called it back then, 1862. This was the first black regiment organized during the Civil War, and organized without authority from the federal government, and was mustered in by a man named Colonel James William. And they made the fight here on this day in 1862 in the Battle of Toothman's Mound in Kansas, in Missouri, I should say. And they destroyed the Confederate Army in its wake in that battle and became noted. But this was the first engagement of African-American troops in the Civil War, an unauthorized troop formed by people in Kansas that beat back the Confederates on this day. On this day in 1886, the Statue of Liberty was brought to the United States and open to the public. And this is the birthday from 1914. Happy birthday, Omegas. Omega Sci-Fi, founded at Howard University on this day in 1911. And the Alaskan Highway was completed in 1942, that many of the troops were African-American troops from here in Baltimore, Maryland, that built that highway in 1942 during World War II. And the man who changed the entire nature of the Catholic Church, Pope John the 23rd, was elected pope on this day in 1958. And this was the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962. Those of us old enough remember, we were worried that the whole world was going to blow up in our faces. And we've talked about this more on the show. But let's conclude that today. This is our day in history. For the rest of our day in history, please go to steinershow.org. We'll be right back with Dr. Cornel West. A tornado flew around my room before you came.